Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they fill them to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worst, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. John 2:1-11. The ministry of Jesus has been set forth. The miracles which Jesus would perform would indeed manifest his glory. These works would give testimony that he was indeed the Christ who had been sent forth from God to save the world. Jesus has come to a marriage feast. Jesus was not opposed to marriage, but rather validated this divine union. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Hebrews 13:4. The divine union of marriage is used to show the union of Christ and his church. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Ephesians 5:23-25. The sinner is urged, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19:9. In truth, forbidding to marry is a doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1-3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.